A group of 8 women participated in a special ceremony late Friday inside the Tennessee Prison for Women in Nashville. It was their graduation. Most of them spent more than a decade working towards their bachelor's degrees from Lipscomb University. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli was there.
Welcome. What a special occasion.
In many ways, this feels like any other Lipscomb graduation. Bright purple curtains with the university's logo adorn a stage in a gym. Graduates in black caps and gowns chat excitedly. But it's not quite the same. Their family and friends wait in line to go through a security checkpoint. They stand barefoot while their shoes and items are passed through a scanner. They can't bring in balloons or flowers or even a camera to record the special moment. But for the graduates, it won't matter. They aren't recognized like this often, and it all started with a book club that got the attention of a Lipscomb professor.
And next thing you know, we were offered degrees. And here we are. The first degree I earned in 2013 was an associate's degree, and now a Lipscomb graduate with a bachelor's degree.
That's Donna. Almost 60 years old, Donna now walks with a cane due to health issues. We're not using her last name because victim services didn't give permission. Donna is serving a life sentence for murder. She has spent close to 2 decades behind bars, and she'll likely spend the rest of her life here.
You have to remember, I'm a criminal. A lot of people in society, that's all they'll remember.
Like her, many of the women in the program might never use their degrees, but it's given them something to work towards as they serve time. Originally, there was no plan for a bachelor program in prison, but Richard Good, a Lipscomb history professor and the program's founder, believed the women when they said they could go further. It's now one of only a handful in the U.S.
We could have never imagined that it would reach this level. You know, we've seen the program grow over the years, but really the growth is measured in the students themselves.
What they've accomplished is remarkable. The women have a higher GPA than Lipscomb's current graduating class. And that's with only 3 hours of instruction once a week, which is why a 4-year degree took more than 10. They're also not allowed to go online and have limited access to books. But Donna says time is the one thing she has.
It doesn't matter that the state says I'll be here till I die. There are people who won't. And if nobody's here to show them the right way in which to go, they'll keep coming back here. And that's what I would like to help stop.
She'll never be able to put her past behind her, and the family she hurt won't either. But, she says, at least she can try and keep others from making the same mistakes. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.